The next paper was discussed by Dr. Joyce O'Shaughnessy, a study from her group, U.S. Oncology, and principal investigator Dr. Steve Jones, comparing the docetaxel cyclophosphamide TC regimen to AC.
This was a little bit of a gutsy study that Steve started back in 1997, because at the time he started this randomized trial, there was only really phase 1-2 data from Vincente Valero at MD Anderson looking at TC in metastatic disease. But the indications were that the taxanes were blockbuster agents, and so at that time, a two-drug regimen was standard. So it was a randomized trial, as you know, to the AC standard for four cycles versus the TC with the docetaxel at 75, keeping the cyclophosphamide in the same duration of therapy. The bottom line on disease-free survival, which was the primary endpoint, was that with mature follow-up now at 5 years, 86% with TC and 80% with AC for a hazard of 0.67 and a P of 0.015. I've been so interested in this whole issue of ER positive and what does chemotherapy do and et cetera, and I've been concerned that we've been not really looking enough at the progesterone receptor. There's a difference in the biology between ER PR positive and ER positive PR negative. So without Steve knowing about it, I asked the statistician to just look at the next analysis. If we just look, the TC is better than the AC in the ER PR positive by about 5 percentage points. This is out at 60 months. But in the ER positive PR negative, there is this trend towards the TC being substantially better. Now, again, very tiny numbers, hypothesis generating, but I think of the PR negative disease, as we all do, as growth factor driven breast cancer. And it's interesting with what Dan Hayes showed us at ASCO with the paclitaxel really being beneficial in the HER2 positives. Of course, some of these ER positive PR negatives will be HER2 positive, but there are undoubtedly other growth factor pathways that are collaborating with the ER to drive PR negative breast cancer. And it's just interesting to me to look at the taxane, and again, in this very, very hypothesis generating subset. Overall survival, a 3 percentage point absolute improvement at 5 years in favor of the TC, the hazard 0.76. It's trending towards significant, but not statistically significant. So Steve's concluding slide was that TC should now be considered as a standard non-anthracycline adjuvant regimen for operable breast cancer patients. And in my practice now, I don't use the AC anymore just as a four-cycle regimen. I've switched over to the TC so that when I'm going to just use four cycles for a lower-risk ER-positive, node-negative patient, for example, I will use the TC based on these data. And that's been sort of emphasized to me now coming out of ASCO with the longer-term look at the cardiac toxicity.